Good morning, Packers fans. It's Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday. Packers are back on the practice field this morning. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur in a little bit. But first, always the most important to hear from you fine folks. And of course, to hear from Underdog Fantasy. That's right. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles it all for you. Go to underdogfantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash if you use the code Cheesehead when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. And who doesn't need $1 million? Hello to everybody in the comments section. Steve, full pads today. Yes, they should be in full pads. People, let's go. What I'm talking about. Am I heading home this weekend? No, Jill, I'm here for another week. I leave next Friday, not this Friday. Could love be in the air between Goody and A-Rod? Danny, I don't know about all that. I think professionalism is in the air. You know, they will both want to win. That's the common denominator, and everything else has to work off of that. I don't think they're ever going to be best friends or best buddies. It is good to see them talking, although I do suspect one of them, or maybe both, said to the other, hey, why don't we, you know, have a nice photo op on the practice field so we can try and put this shit behind us. So it was good to see him talking. That's all we know. That's all I'll say. Greetings and salutations from Raleigh, North Carolina. PKM, good to see you at your post. Greetings from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Nags, is family night going to be any different this year? Somewhat. Some COVID restrictions will probably put a damper on some of the exterior stuff they sometimes do, but as far as the practice itself, it does sound like we could get a little bit of 11 on 11, which hasn't happened in recent vintages of family night. So hopefully get a little bit of scrimmage action. How's it going, Nagler? What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Thanks for hanging out. Did you find Aaron's comments about his relationship with Goody interesting? No, not really. Goody's and Aaron have been in the building for years, but now just starting to build a relationship? Interesting. I mean, that's what I just said on the radio, actually. It's like, building a relationship. Goody's been with the Packers for decades. Aaron Rodgers has been here 16 years. It's not like they haven't been in the same building for at least a decade. It's just kind of funny. Lance, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts, Lance?
I have so many thoughts.
I can't keep them to myself. I can't contain them. Chris. What's up, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Mr. Nagler, hope you are enjoying the heck out of being, quote, home. Cheers. That's really nice of you to say. Thank you so much. I actually am having a very good time being back in the good land, as my friend Drew Olson says. It's been a good time so far. We'll see how family night brings. This offense is going to be so damn hot. I generally agree with that sentiment, sir. Yes, this offense has the ability to kill you in a million different ways. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Watch it tear up opposing defenses. Andrew, what's up in New York City? Hope you're doing well. Hold that place down until I get back, buddy. Lance back with thoughts and the world returns to normalcy. Tell him, Joey. Oh, Jay Broski 5. Goody is bad at his job. Do you really want to like be that incorrect in a public space? I mean, that's your choice, but hey, man, you know, dig what you dig, live how you live. You want to be wrong and loud, you go right ahead, man. Tweet it out to the world. I support your right to do so. Brian, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Today is my first time ever to New York City. Carry the G. Brian, have fun in my borough, my hood, my place, my home away from home, really. How does the team get DeGuara involved without stunting Tunyon's growth? I think they're pretty set in the idea of Tunyon being tight end one, DeGuara being a movable piece. I don't think it's a question of you have to take away something from one guy. You're building both guys up. As far as, you know, stunting growth or what have you, if you mean production, honestly, who gives a shit? If DeGuara comes and catches 4 or 5 touchdowns and Tunyon only catches, say, you know, 6 or 7 after catching 11 last year, does it matter? Of course not. One guy getting on the stat sheet over the other is really not that big a deal. As far as getting better, or stunting growth. And that's what camp is about. That's what practice is for. You know, yes, well, there's only one football to go around. Yes, there's probably only one tight end, one spot, although I think they will utilize multiple tight ends a bit more this year. I don't think that's a thing you really need to worry about. I will be there for family night. I hope I can meet you, Nags. Go Pack, go. I'll be around. I'll be outside until, I want to say a couple hours before, because then I'm going to be upstairs with Corey, and we're going to be doing our watch party. Which, by the way, if you're out of state and you can't see it because the Packers are in the dark ages when it comes to streaming, please check out our family night stream, our watch party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Corey and I did it a couple years ago when you had a ball. I'm late. I'm sorry. Colby, don't let it happen again, please. How has Funchess looked? I read he was on special teams the other day. He was indeed, along with Equiminius, I don't play special teams, St. Brown. I think these guys have gotten the message. You got to be out there, buddy, if you want this job. Funchess was on teams. He has had a solid camp. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's had a day where he's like wowed. I don't think he's made a super like head-turning play or anything, but that was never really his game, right? He has looked very consistent and very athletic and like he could contribute. But there's a long way to go. I think, starting on family night and the preseason games, we'll get some separation here along the wide receiver depth chart. When is family night, Nags? Ed, it's Saturday night. This Saturday night. I believe that's the 7th. Do I think Tonyan can play himself out of Green Bay this year? Woo. I mean, I suppose there's a possibility. I think a lot of that depends on the perception around the league. Sometimes I think a lot of these guys get the, oh, he's only producing because of Aaron Rodgers. I know I've seen that bandied about quite a bit this offseason when it comes to Tonyan. Now, whether NFL front offices are thinking that way is another matter, but I mean, is it a possibility? Yeah, sure, given the Packers cap situation in 2022. But we'll see. Long way to go. Nags, can you give me a good reason as to why we shouldn't cut Jace? Bradley, because he's still very talented, has a very high ceiling as far as a receiving tight end, and he's a free roster spot the first 2 weeks. Why give that up? You can literally keep him around at no cost those first 2 weeks of the season. Then make the determination in week 3. Then maybe they move on from him, but why cut him just to cut him? He's still an athletic guy at the tight end position that you can utilize in this offense. On a cheap contract, by the way. Year 3 of his rookie deal? That's cheap labor. You never know when injuries are going to strike and decimate a position. You keep him around, man. Brett, thanks for the super chat. How does Elgton Jenkins make it look so easy? I wish I knew, man. You talk about a natural. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen him go up against anybody or anything that he can't handle. Now, one or two guys have gotten the best of him at times. It's very rare and few and far between. I'm talking in his career. I'm not talking in camp because that has not happened. But, yeah, the man seems like the absolute natural at whatever offensive line position he gets put in, and it's kind of insane to watch. Michael, thanks for the super chat. I got my dad, a lifetime long Packers fan, tickets to this first ever Packers game at Lambeau for his 60th birthday. I wanted to collect the physical tickets for a souvenir, but is it only digital now? It is only digital now, Michael. I'm not sure. There may be an option where you can print the ticket from Ticketmaster, but yeah, they are completely mobile now. There is no physical ticket from the Packers, which is very sad for the very reason you're stating here. Fair. Thanks for the insight, Brad. No problem, man. Thanks for asking the question. Who's running back 3? It's a good question. Taylor's just come off the injured list, so he's going to have to work himself into the rotation. Dexter Williams has done some nice stuff, but for me right now, it's Kylan Hill. I think he has been the most intriguing. I think the most kind of eye-catching, so to speak. I think a big part of that, though, is going to be pass pro, and we haven't really seen them get after it yet in that regard. So ask me again, probably after family night, because I hope we'll get some, or maybe today when they go full pads, maybe we'll get some pass pro drills. Let me start to take a look. Nathaniel, thanks for the super chat. You think Goody gives Rodgers a say in the last wide receiver to make it? That's a really good question, Nathaniel. Something I might ask Goody when we talk to him next. I think he's got to, right? Not as far as like, he gets to make the call, but he's got to be in that conversation, doesn't he? If he's not, won't all hell break loose again? I don't know. My suspicion is yes. Yeah, Andrew, screenshot the ticket from your phone and print that, sadly. I mean, that's where we're at, people. Uncultured, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. When they drafted Jenkins, I was the voice in the draft party saying that he would be a starter year one. Never thought he would be this good. Pappies. Thanks, Uncultured. Yeah, I mean, I suspected he'd be okay, but I never thought he'd be this amazing. It's kind of crazy. Can Hill contribute on special teams? I would hope so, Kevin. He's been in the mix. So, yeah, if you're going to be running back three, you have to. There's zero question. That is going to be part of the job description. Nags, what are you most excited to see today in full pads? Josiah DeGuara coming off the physically unable to perform list. He's looked really good with the rehab group. I think I said that yesterday or 2 days ago. He doesn't look like a man who's coming off an injury. So I'm excited to see him out there. I don't know if they'll go, you know, full pads right away for DeGuara, but, you know, he's off the PUP and he should be a participant in practice, at least in drill work. So I'm excited to get him out there and see what he's doing. Hearing good things about Winfrey, your thoughts, Sandy? I liked him all offseason. I got the tweets. I got the receipts. When he got picked up, I liked his Colorado tape. He's their type of wide receiver, big, tall guy. He really seems to get the little things. He has had a really, really strong camp. But he could get caught in the wash of this numbers game at wide receiver. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, everything you're reading is not only spot on, but it's probably coming up short as to how good he has looked. Now, the caveat being they've had one practice in shoulder pads, no full pads, and almost everything he's done has been in, you know, soccer practice. So anxious to see him continue on this pace when the pads come on, be a little more contact, a little more physicality. He's got to contribute on special teams, as we've talked about. But yeah, he looks legit. There's no question about it. Word on Z, see him rehabbing at all? No, Jill, we never see Z. Z, Kevin King, and David Bakhtiari spend the majority of practice in the Hudson Center. They usually come out towards the end of one of the last team sessions, but we haven't seen anything out of any of those guys yet. But just remember, when you're talking about those guys, both, you know, obviously Bakhtiari is his own thing on the PUP, but both King and Z, Goody told us in his first presser that none of those guys have any long-term concerns. So most likely this is just the medical staff being cautious with both of them. Does the tight end dual fullback role we've developed allow us to carry more tight ends? Maybe a little bit, Danny, right? The fact that you can utilize them not only as fullbacks and tight ends, but as a wide receiver even. You can mix and match kind of. That's what makes the tight end so special in this offense. It all comes down to the back end playing special teams and making that fit with the numbers games at other positions. You know, that's what those are the things they're going to be debating in the personnel room when they're deciding cutdowns. Zane, thanks for the super chat. Nags, good morning from Wyoming. Expectations for the defense as a group this year, Pappies. Just a little bit more cohesion when it comes to everybody running to the ball carrier, getting a hat on the ball and helping your guy wrap up. It's something we heard from Matt continuously all last season that I don't think he ever really got out of Pettine's group. You know, the X's and O's, the game planning, things like that, quote unquote, being more aggressive. I think that's all, you know, part of the gig, obviously. But to me, it's the cohesion throughout the unit where we saw still at times with Pettine, even when they were playing better at the second half of the year last year, we still saw times when, you know, the back end wasn't really synced up with the front end. There was some miscommunication, et cetera, though that really got better as the year went on. Just being on the same page. I think that is the biggest thing I'm looking for from Barry and company. Let's see if I can move. Can you see? Mr. Banky's out in the garden this morning. How has Stokes looked so far? And also, how was hanging with Ramage? Ramage is great. I love Matt Ramage. We went to lunch at 1919 across the way here. Matt's good people, man. It was the first time I met him in person. We've obviously met online a ton of times and done content together. We're going to do more of that. I think I'm going to go live with Matt next week on his Insta. But yeah, Matt's good peeps. As far as Stokes, you know, young guy, a lot of ability, a lot of athleticism. You really like it. All the upside is there. But holy cow, he is getting an education from Devontae Adams. And that's a good thing. You know, you're only going to get better by going up against the best. You go up against the best, you are forced to get better. And he's doing, having to do it pretty much every day. So, yeah, he's taking his lumps, but those are to be expected. A lot of potential there. He's got to work, though. Got a lot of work. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Dear Lord, can the Packers please tackle Kamara? Dear Father in heaven, I'm not a praying man. But if you're up there and you can hear me, please have the Packers wrap up on Alvin Kamara. There, I said the prayer for you. I'm out of the loop. What does Pappies mean? Oh, Nathaniel, on a watch party last year, I was ranting about something to Corey, and I said something akin to the fact that like the watch party would be made so much better if I had a bottle of Pappies. And Corey said, if I could raise enough money on Super Chats via Pappy or via YouTube, that he would get a bottle of Pappies for the studio. So that's where Pappies comes from. People are donating for the Pappies fund. And I tend to think we've reached the Pappies fund goal, but Corey doesn't seem to agree. Gardner Banky is my favorite version of Banky. Kyle Cousineau checking in. The mayor. Kyle, we're going to see you on Saturday night. We better, buddy. Jeezy Baby, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Berries and Cream Starburst commercial is scary. I mean, these are the things you got to put out into the universe. I understand, man. I thank you for the super chat and for the PSA. Hopefully he doesn't lose confidence. Danny Miller, if he loses confidence, they got a bigger issue than, like, you know, having a rookie corner who's, you know, maybe talented but inconsistent. He's an excellent football player. He's taken in the first round by the Green Bay Packers. He is here to play with the best of the best, the 1%. Eric Stokes is not losing his confidence. Come on, man. Ranting Corey is my favorite kind. Brandy, I hear you there. Aaron, have you had your bratwurst yet? What, today, Matt? No, I have not had a bratwurst today. I did have a bratwurst down with my folks the other day. It was very, very, very good. Are the defensive backs doing the blocking tackle, throw the shoulder into them instead of wrapping up, or is our new D coach getting the wrap up tackle going? Robin, you know, it's camp. They're not, nobody's tackling, you know, they're tackling the donuts and then diving into pads. Everyone's, it's always fear of injury, you know, real live tackling in NFL practices. That hasn't happened in a very long time. Certainly hasn't happened in Green Bay in probably over a decade. You know, they're doing a lot of drill work, but Mike Patton did a lot of drill work. You got to have natural tacklers. Hopefully Devondre Campbell can add to the mix and bring some actual tackling to Green Bay. That'd be nice. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. Until you hire a pathologist, can we really know if we have hit the fun goal yet? Pappies. No, Uncultured. It is probably going to be incumbent upon me to go back and sort through all the fucking super chats and earmark all the Pappies ones, which is why it hasn't happened. Wonder why Rock hasn't fixed his pinky yet. So I think he wears it as a badge of honor, Travis. The thing is cool as hell. I kid. I don't know. It's crazy to look at. Hey, I know what you guys are thinking. You know, season's right around the corner. I really want a memento to remember the start of this season by and get excited about everything that's going to be on offer in 2020 with the Green Bay Packers, 2021 with the Green Bay Packers. So you need the official 2021 Green Bay Packers yearbook. Look at that thing. Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, all gracing the cover. Go to packersyearbook.com and get 10% off and use code CHEESEHEADTV. That's CHTV. Code CHTV for 10% off your Packers yearbook. And they also have a new subscription that you can get, the Game Day magazine. That's right, the Game Day program that you get when you walk into Lambeau. They will email you a digital version. They have, that's all year long. Corey and I totally geeked out about this when they told us this was happening. I am so excited. We're going to use it for our shows all year long, pregame, all of that. You want the yearbook, you want the digital subscription, go to packersyearbook.com, use code CHTV and get 10% off. Good, good stuff. Also, I mean, you want to look good, right? You want to look good while you're walking around and doing your thing and carrying your program. So get yourself the Acme Packers hoodie at vinfl.com. That's vinfl.com. Look at that sweet Acme Packers hoodie. Go to vinfl.com, use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. and you're going to be styling, telling, styling people. What's up with Martin at outside linebacker? Numbers game, kind of. Also, he has really fallen down the depth chart. You know, Matt really pumped it on that question yesterday, but it's certainly clear that he has some work to do to get back into the full-time starter rotation. Right now, that is locked in on Barnes and Campbell. We'll see if he can kind of battle back. But right now, you know, some of that is they needed another outside backer for drill stuff or team, so they put him out there. But maybe it's a demotion and or desperation move to try and find something that they think he's good at, because it's clear he's fallen off at inside backer in their eyes. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. Got to go talk to LaFleur. Hope you all have a great day. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Talk to you on Extra Cheese after practice. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.